Phela mina ngiyinsizwa mina. Ngiyinsizwa.
All right, let's try this again. What's happening? It's another episode of the Shady Podcast. Whew. I'm not alone this time around. I've got two amazing guests, but I do have a co-host. So I actually have one amazing guest and an epic co-host. My friend Warwick Stock, a.k.a. Shady Lurker, a.k.a. Gojiro, is not around, but we're going to be holding it down. Mushe Ndiki is in the building!
Where's the
Bulti,
what it's you? What it's you?
What's happening? All right, you good?
I'm too good to be true. Too fresh to flop. Stuff is in flower.
Lando, hey,
Lois,
father of two.
Yo, man, guys, a lot of people. I've been hearing these rumors, right? And I'd like to clarify them.
That
I'm not a father of two.
Okay,
I am a legal guardian of my
Zupamba. Just Zupamba.
What?
I only say the cousins. I'm gabanda na baga and pem.
What?
Are you already
denying?
No. Say Tatomnyama who's already running the kids.
Oh, no. Never mind Tatomnyama. I am Xhosa Janning it.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Already, sure. And so let's let you sing a song.
Yeah, no. Just in the hand, babe. And never...
And not come
look back. No, man. But yeah, I'll be too. I'm good.
How are you? Are you in East London?
Yes.
Nah, not so long ago.
Yes.
How was it?
G Lounge was absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
I look forward to doing it next year.
Mm-hmm. Ireland. Wink, wink.
Just in case they're looking for another host. Absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
What that lounge did can never be out-lounged. In the space of lounges, but it was beautiful. Lovely vibe, energy, the music. And I like the fact that... Banana, sing, I'm a...
Yes.
Say it with your chest. Own it. Own it.
We're chasing 40,
sing,
bro.
I'm out.
Okay. Were. Big statement. Were.
Okay, no.
Wait, guys.
Sorry. I thought you guys were old.
Let's get things right. I'm the youngest here.
Slow down.
So,
we're chasing for
We're chasing.
I'm in my mid-30s, gay.
Whoa. PH, you might just want to look into retirement there, but you know what?
Sorry.
But, you know, there's certain music, man, that you just want to, you just want to listen to when you're out, right? And I love Kuzungkonka and but once in a while, guy turned in
exactly,
and like so good.
Exactly,
even those dancers.
I'm a one take on real.
And I was looking at. Was at a party with a whole lot of Ama 2K, just the previous week, and it's such a beautiful thing to watch. And because did we also look as ridiculous when we were dancing?
Yes, mm-hmm. with worse outfits and worse hairstyles.
Mm. And I was just like, whoa, what is happening here? And then I saw a clip of Chigama Chiga on TikTok. I was like, we are ridiculous. What's this? What are you taking from there to here? Spreading there and here to there and
guys, I still have like my get up and go song is still Uchoza.
What?
I don't like your tone.
What's
Alfie, I don't like
it. With the music video and all. Please, Mina. But this
you see,
we need to put that in edits. We need to put it somewhere here.
And now I get why Shady Lurker doesn't show up. Yeah. Bad vibes. Bad vibes in the show.
Well, you've seen in the clip that we've got another person occupying the third seat. Sipho, by his real name, government.
Yes.
Sipho, Alfie Mkhwanazi. And we'll get to the Mkhwanazi part because I want to open a commission of how much work he's getting. No.
Yeah.
We need to open a commission.
Oh, no. He's making money.
These tenders.
Literally, just last week, he poured me a full tank.
In this economy.
I'm telling you. Just last
in
week.
In this economy.
I had 2 bars left and I was like, yo, how am I going to do this? It's not even payday. And then my friend was like,
Bro, where's the Willy's bag? Because clearly...
Surely.
Because... Yo, what is happening? Sipho Alpha Mkhwanazi is in the building. Make some noise. Show some love. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shine, Buti, how are you?
I am good. I'm exhausted, though.
Well, of course. Yeah.
I'm tired, but yeah. I'm very well.
Are you tired because of maybe the past weekend, the past 2 weeks? Okay, the past year.
No, hold on. We had to shift shooting days for this guy because he had multiple.
Ooh. Guys, no.
No, we don't shoot on this day.
Listen,
we don't shoot on this day.
I had something to do the other day.
Which is why you're tired.
I had to nap. You know, I have to schedule naps.
I get you.
I
get you.
I have to schedule like time to just like be fast asleep.
Please be careful what you say in the show because when we open the commission.
check his diary, he was napping,
is this how much money
you
made whilst you were napping?
whilst you were napping, please. No, man, so, I think I'm just it's been an incredible number of years, or few years, but I've just been trying my best to also pace myself. You know, I'm still learning. Yeah, I'm still finding out.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm having fun.
I need to break code. Sure. The telephone get up, we answer it, and you put it on speaker.
There's absolutely no way.
So, okay, cool. I don't mind.
So when your phone rings and you put and you have a...
Hi, T-Books. Do you have a lunch and dinner, T-Books? Oh, okay. Abandoned, I'm ready. Okay, all right, no problem. Okay, yes, no. Titela nitele unons. Umqalibani zam sort out the say even in the middle of something. Iwes ngoku kuzafuneka ndikhangelela address. Dilibele bayithini address yapha na kwa Chelsea.
Yeah.
Nini kupele nami outfit for the Christmas photo shoot? Ah, can look to come and magan couple a matching outfit with the kids. I cousins are.
Sun and shiny. I'm sure you like in shiny.
Couple. All right, sure. Come that's okay. Sharp. Bye.
So, yeah, for most part of the year, my phone rings somewhat during the show, and I've had to answer, and it's been calls that you cannot answer. Like, hey, please Uber me, but it's not the Uber of the kids. It's the
yeah, it's a different sort of Uber situation.
It's like, hey, and oh, hey, where should I leave the keys?
Yeah, kind of cool. So yeah, so I love to pass it on. So sorry, you were saying it's been a crazy ride for you, and I think we might as well just get into it. Talk us through it. I don't want to start and say, hey.
Yeah, like, tell me, when did you first discover that you could sing? When did you first? Way! You tell us what.
We've established.
Yeah, we know. You left corporate and you were like,
now we're here.
Yeah,
but, but now I want to know, did you start making videos before you left corporate, or you left corporate and then decided, but actually, you know what? I'm going to start doing this.
I actually saw one of my videos on a screen in corporate. It was, you know, like an open plan situation. Mm-hmm. I was watching myself and I was like, why am I on the news? And I'm in the tub and there are bubbles around me and I'm just telling the country, but the day umkhaba wami uphela, I'm going to be walking around and topless.
Oh, and there you are wearing your suit. Was it like
exactly? No.
One of those corporates?
I wasn't in like, and it was a peristatal, you know. Okay. So it wasn't like, oh yeah, no, it was just easy going. But I was looking at that and I was like,
wait, excuse me?
What?
Yeah.
You know? And from there, I was just like, okay, sharp, this is what I do. But it started getting tricky at work because they were like, you're still spokesperson here. You know that, right?
Yes.
This is what you do here. So, I mean, you are trending for... And it wasn't really bad things.
Yeah, yeah. No.
What year was this?
This was in 2021.
Okay.
Right, 2021.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, well, it's just after COVID, and you leave a stable job just for haha.
Which is exactly what my boss said to me. My boss said, people are begging to keep their jobs right now.
Yeah, nah.
We're literally during a pandemic. People are begging to stay employed.
Yeah.
When you want to go and win the video.
I'm just trying to think, at that time, content create, like, people didn't call themselves creators.
Yes.
No, it wasn't.
2021.
21, no.
2021, no. I think the buzzword started maybe like in 2023, 2022, 2023.
Yeah, yeah.
Influencers definitely has been on for a while. Content creators was with the rise of TikTok.
Because I'm just trying to think, around 2021, Brett, obviously because traditional forms of marketing, they couldn't adapt to that. They were shifting imali to moving billboards, which was obviously then creators and content thingies. So you could, I mean, the amount of money, were you getting like money from the trending or not then?
It was only when I started working with brands.
Yeah.
Because we still don't get paid on TikTok. You know, the TikTok Creator Fund is still something that is still, you know, taking a few steps to get ahead. Mm. Even Facebook and Meta only started paying creators very recently.
Yeah.
It wasn't something they've been doing for a really long time. Twitter, X as well, only recently. So, no, you trend and
that was it.
You wait until you trend again.
My thing is now you leave work, you start content creation. Yeah. You know that you're not going to be getting paid just because you posted a video. When do the brands start coming through? Because now, think about it, it's the pandemic. People aren't outside anymore, right?
Yeah.
They're inside.
Yes.
I know.
It's an inside joke.
Where are we? But we're outside!
I want to come out 2K and say 6-7. So I'll try inside joke.
Is it a 6-7? Oh, and when I clock it?
We're pushing 40.
Clock it!
That was a bit rough.
Don't you know that video?
Clock it!
But now, we are inside. And I think that's when the shift happened in terms of like brands with influencers and content creators. Because where are we going to see the billboards? We're not going to see billboards. Mm. You don't have brand visibility outside of the home. Yeah. You know what I mean? So when did they start approaching you? Did you approach them? How did you know how much to charge?
So with me, I was reliant on the MC. Okay. So I was an MC before I became a content creator.
Okay.
And started shooting videos. So for me, I used to like just really enjoy events. Mm. And around that time, so we had just gotten through our first wave, second wave, and then when our third wave was about to, after our second wave, they then started allowing us outside, in a sense, you know. So people would then have their small little events here and there.
Yeah.
And I was emceeing some of those. And when I started trending on social media also, that was my hook to people. Say, yeah, you know, I know you guys like these big videos that I do and all of that sort of stuff. Funny, but now I'm an MC and I need to put bread on the table.
Yes.
Sonia and Ella, please, please book me for your next wedding, your corporate gig and all of that sort of stuff. Yeah. And that's how it worked out for me. And but then when brands saw that, they were like, actually,
kind of makes sense.
But I'd already been doing some influencer work before that. So on Twitter, we'd have something called a promo. So I was already introduced into that space, understanding how a rate card works, how to charge and all of that sort of stuff.
Okay.
And then I was like, okay, sharp, I can manage this. Yeah.
Okay, so you step into this new world, world of the unknown. Who are people that you are calling for advice in terms of, well, how much to charge, how to shoot your content? Or you were like, you know what, content is king. I don't care a damn about cameras or lights or angles or anything like that. Who was your go-to person to call?
I've always had a really great support system in terms of people who are in the media space and people who are not in the media space.
Okay.
And people I could call. I remember at the time, Uspeech and I were very, very, very crazy friends, you know. And Uspeech understood the world very well because he understood the back end
and the front end.
Yes.
You know? So he understood both departments. So I'd call on him. But I was also quite close friends with brand managers and all of that sort of stuff who would create the campaigns and all of that jazz, you know. So for me, it was just easy to just call on them like, hey, listen, I've got a campaign that looks like this and like that. What do I do?
And then also get you jobs, and then you'd also give them brown envelopes.
Envelope. So I want to go back to obviously the decision of, you know, because there's a lot of people who will watch and like, hey, environment, I'm not Sims in his nonsense.
Yeah.
Was that a factor to assist the move? Was it like, yo, my working environment, Vele, is toxic? Or was it just a thing of like,
I'm
crazy, I'm going to go to the unknown and see how that goes.
I had the best job. I could travel the country. I could go to our national parks. I could do so many things. You know, I got to work with people. I got to work with animals. I got to see so much.
Still work with animals. Yes. Yeah. Just a different kind.
Look.
Fair.
So I got to do so much, but I really wanted to have a stronger connection with the humans that I worked with.
Okay.
So for me, it wasn't necessarily because of a toxic environment.
Okay.
I think my work environment started becoming smaller for me because I really just wanted to do more and stretch my wings more.
Yeah.
And because of the role and the seat that I occupied, there were just some things that I couldn't do. Sure. Like you couldn't get me standing on a table screaming, "Heyo, heyo, heyo!"
On a Monday in Congo.
You know, it's just like, and this spokesperson's going to be like, "Yes, there were 19 elephants that were transported to the Kruger." I couldn't do that, you know. So my bosses were like, "I feel so now." Oh, you know.
So another thing I want to, you know, dive into: when you are taking the sleep, you're leaving work, what do you have any plan about how you're going to live? Are you cashing out your pensions? What's happening? What's happening? Is there provident fund? What are you doing to make money? And don't worry, sex work is work. This is a very safe space.
Christ!
It's a very safe space. You just let us know.
Yo!
It's very gate-kept, I can tell you that.
Uh-huh.
It's very gate-kept.
What, the sex work?
I'm trying to get into it, but it's very gate-kept. I will, though. You will know. One day.
Hey!
However.
What song? Who's that artist that sang? Oh, Zonga. One day I'll reach it. One day I'll reach it.
Don't do this.
Wild. Okay.
So for me, my departure from corporate or like government or parastatal was a very spiritual thing. Like I felt that there was a push. There was something that God wanted me to do. I feel that I am an alchemist of experiences. It's a new buzzword.
I thought the biggest word you used today was parastatal. Parastatal. And it's like, yeah, she's parastatal. And now he's an alchemist
of experiences.
The reason why he became an ashwagandha was because he's just.
Parasite, alchemist.
So that's really what I wanted to do.
Sure.
And I said to God, listen, Jonga, if you want me to
provide,
then you must make a plan.
Uh-huh.
And I remember the day that, so I sent in my resignation, and I think 2 days after that, somebody called me and said, hey, listen, we need you to come MC an event for us.
What's up?
And I was like, yo, dude, okay, but how much do you charge? That's my, I'm not sure yet. What's the budget? When they gave me the budget, it was to the cent what I was earning.
Oh, lovely.
Wow.
That's him now. Lovely. If there's any inkling.
Dude, I literally just got goosebumps.
If there's any inkling, Bana, I'm doing this right, as long as I just have next month's salary.
Sure.
Just give me next month's salary, I'll be able to then continue doing this.
Sure.
And if there's one thing that I've developed is understanding that I will always be well taken care of. If there's one thing that I just know that I know.
God provides.
So I can struggle with anything. But it's about right.
God provides.
God will provide. God will keep
And he also does say, ask and you shall receive.
Exactly.
Amen.
So that's what I, once they say
I just gave something. PH, we're waiting for something.
Give us something. Say
even
something.
In the beginning, he created.
Say something. Say something. Scripture.
A scripture.
Seek his kingdom first.
And what?
I'm not you understand. It's in the internet. Why is that putting me on the
blood? What? The blood. The blood. The blood.
Yes, I'm actually very.
His kingdom, not his blood. Because now it's going to be bloody.
What? What are you talking about?
Jesus. Hey, putting me on the spot.
Yeah, so that's what I've always known. And up to this point, it's been true.
I love that.
And all right.
Okay, cool.
From content creation, what is your mom saying? Because now there is Umam's boss. I want to get into that. Because, like, I remember when I was taking out videos, my mom didn't understand. And also my videos, I was, I was not a model son. I was not a model son. I was not the best. And my gran was still alive. And umamfundisi umakhulu. And she was just like, because in my mind, I didn't even know about it. It was YouTube.
Yes.
And then people are like, there I am twerking, drinking cheap wine. I'm like, why would you send that to my mom?
Sure.
We had to demoralize Ekaya. So I want to know, what was your mom's reaction to one, the big jump, and to the character Umam's was?
My mom hated it because I was imitating her. Like,
Umam's
was
like,
I was born.
Yeah.
I thought it was like
imitating my mom
creation.
Bar for bar.
And I'm sure the people that know you guys are like,
exactly. So people would show her, like, and she'd be like, what? This is not me.
Sure.
This is not me. But she grew into it.
Yeah.
Like, Umam's wash now is Umam's wash. My mommy will go to the shops and be like, you Umam's wash. Mm. And they'll pull her from the back. Waza mama, mozo patala lana, iza sondela ma, iza.
That's beautiful.
She takes selfies with people now.
Yes,
she's got,
girl.
You know, she's doing her own thing.
Love it for
her. So at first she didn't understand it, but I also kept it from her for a while because I had just lost my sister. And on the month I had lost my sister, that's when I sent in my resignation. So I had to manage her also because you know how parents are. You know, I've just lost one child and then this one wants to go and do videos. Pamen, like what's going on, you know? So I had to manage her and be like, no, send when you department.
Department of a video.
Animals
to
comment.
I'm a video. New ones. I'm a animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Really. I'm an elephant. I'm a zebra.
I think. Sorry. Sorry to barge in there. I think a lot of people. And I think even now, just that when I look at all three of us, there's a commonality of you come from like a solid background.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, a caring background where it's like, yo, man, you need to be the champion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you need to champion or take over. You know, the baton in terms of provision to family members. Stronger way, now.
Yeah.
You know? And here we go and do the craziest things that we've never even
thought about.
We tapped to go and do something that's got no sustainability whatsoever. Yeah. And you know, I want to get into the conversation of sustainability where it's just like your next check is not guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. You know? Oh no.
I call guarantee of your next week, but we'll get into that later. But I just obviously wanted to say that, and to someone who's also watching that.
Yeah.
It's worth taking the risk, but I think, you know, like an Alfie said, let it be calculated or let it work. Just rely on.
Yo, please.
Not just rely on the brothers, but also just, you know.
Because that's just like, you let her over Tina, because when you wanted to take the leap, now we must believe in your craft.
Not just rely on what? Their roof. Their roof is on fire. Rely on what? Give it a scream to lean not into your own understanding.
But I said that. You guys stopped me.
But you started it.
You said seek the kingdom.
Seek the kingdom.
And you don't know what else.
No.
Okay, seek the kingdom. And
then what?
And us.
Exactly.
Seek the kingdom.
Not to my understanding.
Seek the kingdom, not to my understanding.
Anyways,
what?
Why are you guys putting me on the spot? Because I know all of these scriptures.
Sure. What do you? Which scripture do you know?
All of them.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite scripture?
Yes.
I can tell you mine right now.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear. For I am with you. Yes.
What? Who was he saying that to?
And us.
I don't know. PH, no way. That was so easy to say. We'd be like, well, at that moment, I felt like God was speaking to me.
It's his screensaver.
It's your screensaver. No. Oh, my word. It's your.
It's his literal screen. Oh, okay. No, please.
PH,
Anyways, getting back to you, because it's not about me. I'm here next week. And that's putting me on the spot. I'm going to edit all of this stuff out.
Okay.
Let's get back into, obviously, you know, your trajectory, and you move then from leaving Span, you tell Oledi that I'm here, the one gig comes. Let's get into how we get into Alfie, the star that, you know, that you are now. You've got a Christian background.
Sure.
But you've somehow infused that, right, with obviously the comedic stuff. But is there not a challenge somehow in getting the one side of, you know, your upbringing into what you currently do, or does it work to your advantage?
If there's something that I've always tried to do when it comes to my content is present my most authentic and truest self.
Yes.
You know, so that on top of a table, a gonga, you're not surprised.
Like,
I try to give all versions of me so that you know what you're getting. So that at no point do I need to hide.
Sure.
You know? But also I try to also give the versions of ourselves of who we are.
Mm.
You know, because that's how you live a balanced life. Sure. Yeah. You know, like if you want to go party, go party. But it doesn't affect your faith in Christ. It doesn't affect your faith in God, you know.
Mm.
So it's you understanding yourself and also understanding
Got you.
I'm not doing it for other people. This is not it's not a show, Len. Mm-hmm. This is me just giving you pieces and versions of myself. So it's been easy. And also because of that, people have related so much to that because they're like, I can identify with that. Because
you're actually mirroring myself. Our society.
Yes, I see myself in that, you know. So it's sort of been easy for me. And when there is somebody who comes to me and says, "Ay, why ume etafle?" And it's been, also ungenabi. You know, and yeah, it's done responsibly.
So
it's paying the bills.
Exactly.
How we know?
Yeah, no.
Exactly.
It's been going pretty well.
And it's paying for iful things.
Iful things.
So we have God's favorite. Literally God's favorite. Now, cool. So we've got part one of your journey, corporate. Part two, content creation. Part three, television. Excuse me. Welcome to
stuff.
Welcome to hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this evening. I am Sipho Alfie Mukwana, your host. Huh? It's your girl. Tada, please.
Sure.
I think I always say this, now I'm a product of grace because I'm constantly seen by the right people at the right time.
Mm.
Always identified by the right people at the right time. I never thought, I've always wanted to, I'll tell you that. I've always wanted. I grew up as the television, or Sipongwenya, or Carly, or Hulisani, and all of those people. I used to watch those people like, yes, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to do. But it wasn't the right time.
Sure.
You know?
I get it. Is it? Would you say the plan was to always be here, but you just didn't know how you're going to get
correct,
there?
Correct. It's something I always say, Mana. When people experience stardom or fame or being in the public eye, all of us, from a very young age, know it.
Mm.
I can tell you that for free. All of us know it. It's just when it happens that catches all of us by surprise.
Sure. Yeah.
We all know it. It tells you while you're growing up, when you do things slightly different.
Yeah.
You know, it tells you while you are playing with other children, yes, you can do that, but just be mindful of this, you know. If you are actually in tune with that inner voice, it tells you. So for me, it was just a timing aspect. But no, it's not the right time, Ngoku.
Sure.
Now is the right time. So from the content that we were shooting and all of that sort of stuff, then I think it was One Gospel who came to me and said, we actually have got the best show for you. We want to take comedians who are outside the church, who don't know anything about being in church, and then we want to bring them inside the church so that they can share comedy experiences within that, you know. So we want to marry the two worlds, which is what my content is all about, essentially.
Perfect bridge.
And we shot that TV show, and I was blown away by, like, I was just like, what?
Yeah.
This is it. This is how to do a link. Gotua, okay, Shab, you're delivering to Jib now. Like, he's Jib Yib.
Is there a Jib?
Jib that's going to drive in. You know, so that for me was such a crazy experience because also it caught me off guard in the sense that I was like, because my mom asked me, when did you go and study television? Mm. When did you go and study being a host and all of that sort of stuff? But from the numbers, from the delivery, I mean, we got two seasons from that show.
Dango.
It happened at the right time. And it's so crazy how you're just prepared to be the person you're supposed to be along the way. But you just need to be true to, you know, the call and the direction that, that you're heading in.
I love that.
So now that you find yourself in this position, like, firstly, what do you call yourself? Are you a content creator, television?
I am an alchemist.
Aye.
Of experience.
No, man. No, man. Like,
it's so crazy to sort of put what I do in one box. Title and in one box. And I think I'm enjoying the fact that I keep evolving in what I do.
Sure.
You know, started off in content creation, went into MCing, went into television, do this, do that. But I think what I just do is give people an experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
The reason I was obviously going that way is to ask what's, of course, you know, you've got a wide option when it comes to your talents, but what, you know, what makes you happy, what brings you the most amount of joy? Is it television production? Is it, you know, creating those videos on Instagram? Is it MCing? Because again, you have
I think MCing really does it for me, man. MCing really does it for me, and I've been blessed to experience people who will say, I bumped into you, Emol, and you gave me a hug, and I decided there and then, but you're going to do my wedding.
Oh, wow.
Or you were doing a presentation, and I decided there that you're going to be doing our year-end function.
Dope.
You know? So for me, those full circle moments really matter to me. But also, You know what it's like. You know what it's like to be on stage, and you can literally see and feed off the energy
people's
of
energy.
People.
Man,
actually, this is what I'm doing. And people will come to you afterwards, but and sometimes you're having a terrible day, but you're doing what you do, right?
100%.
And people come, and that feedback just does wonders.
Do you know? I think that. Never mind. Okay, asking for pictures. Someone saying, "Well, listen, I love your show. I love your whatnot." When someone comes up to you and almost prays for you, that slaps different. It's
100%.
May God continue to bless your work. May you not worry about. And I'm just like,
what?
Like, who told you? Like, and this is a complete stranger praying for you, wishing you well, with all of your, you know, whatever endeavors that you are, whatnot. I think that is just it's powerful. It's super, super special as well, but. With your MCing, right? You MC corporate gigs, you do weddings, you do birthdays. What would you say is your favorite gig to MC?
Swang.
Weddings! Ah!
Yibone!
Same. There is another energy.
Oh my word.
And because everyone is just there to have fun. Like, you could walk onto the stage and be like, do me like
just
a hello.
Yes,
but the way in which people are just so eager to be happy that day. Yeah. Sure.
Weddings really do it for me. I could do a wedding at 3 a.m.
Really?
Don't invite me to your wedding if it's at 3 a.m, please.
Yeah, also. Because who are we getting married to?
Why are you getting married at 3 a.m? Also.
Yeah. For me, like, weddings are like a super important day. It's like a shifty,
one it's of those a milestone.
Things. And to put it in someone's hands.
Yeah.
That you've never met before.
Yeah.
I meet most of my clients.
On the day. That's crazy.
You know, I try to speak to them the week of the whole thing just to do a vibes check.
Sure.
Get an understand about, okay, sup, who's who in the zoo. Mm. But we literally meet at the venue on the day, sing le suit, lokwe, or whatever they decide to wear on the day. But that's where we meet, and we have to make it work because there are no do-overs.
Sure.
We can't make mistakes.
100%.
We move.
Yeah, that thing is tough. I mean, I now play when you're done in terms of when the MC is done. Say ngiliwe kumnandi, but to carry two different families, two different energies, bringing them into one and making it a joyous day, I'm for it too.
And also, this challenge, there's another challenge where it is a Sotho man getting married to a vendor.
You have to balance.
You are neither.
I'm
like,
the guy.
Now I need to dig deep into my Muvango. And like,
exactly.
What did Bafubi say on that other episode when Vosozan was on?
What did the toy know?
Oh my God.
It's so beautiful. And I think a lot of us, or people who look at me and ask me, how do you do it? I always say, lead with your vulnerability. If there's one thing that we humans enjoy, is somebody who can show us what being human is like.
Sure.
You're not perfect.
Yeah.
And I think that's why the rise of content creators was so huge, because we started seeing, but actually I'm not as bad as I thought I was.
Sure.
You know, where you could just speak to people, you haven't even taken a shower, you haven't brushed your teeth, and you're just saying, I'm mad at the rain.
Yeah.
How many times is it going to rain?
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
So when you also lead with that in terms of, and I always go back to this, just be your authentic and true self,
sure.
You know? People relate to that. But actually, he made a mistake. Yes. Oh, okay. Ah! Gotcha. Move right along.
Yeah.
That's insane. Because I think we come from a generation where...
I was about to. I don't understand why you keep.
Okay, as an elder who's been around,
yes,
I've seen the change.
Yes.
From 1Ks to 2Ks.
Uh-huh.
1Ks were very prim and proper.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to say that there's obviously names that we had mentioned that you always had to present yourself as perfect.
Yes.
And I think what I've enjoyed, funny enough, I hardly watch television. I'm streaming and I'm watching people's lives. And I'm just like, hey, I don't remember, like, I don't recall this being the status quo of watching... Get ready with me, you know, from
exactly.
It's like, okay, transitions. This is cool, you know, as opposed to, again, like I said, generation, year two, where it was, again, you had to be prim and proper. You were this perfect presenter with a perfect link, with a, you know, perfect face beat, if it was a woman, or, and you just had to be this.
Yes.
100%, you know, and if you're 98%, it'd be like,
you
know. Now what works is
personality, and
we don't
be
like
you.
100%.
Don't be just be you.
It's a nice build up to get to the 100%, but it's just like, hey, and it's just like, oh, cool. There's commonality between all of us. I know rain is a stupid example, but I think, again, being the authentic self.
Sure.
Shout out. I love that. Yeah.
What or how do you see the future of content creation looking like?
Before I get into that, I have an ode to you, right? Having spent time...
That's an ode.
No,
that's an ode. No, I'm telling you. It's an ode.
I'm just making sure because you were confused.
Sheesh, this guy. And this is the same guy that spells podcast with a PH. We don't know. So no, now, if you're going to have,
we might have to re-record this because we're going to delete so much shit.
This is why Americans don't like us, because OPAs in everything, salt and pepper. Now an American's going to get salt and pepper. Is it a podcast? Is it a podcast? Yeah, you come down there with your oud.
Damn, son.
Moose, I used to watch your content, name. Because your journey is sort of similar. You were working with an agency. It's something people don't know. And you were able to show such vulnerable parts of yourself, because a lot of what people think is funny and it's hilarious and all that sort of stuff are very vulnerable aspects of us, some of which we haven't really come to terms with, but we're just putting out there and hoping that people will sort of engage with. And by sheer luck, people sort of gravitate to that. And you're like, what? You guys actually like this naked aspect of myself? I used to watch your videos and I'd be like, I don't know how this person's able to do it. You know? Better. Please. So, thank you so much for also just giving us some form of a teaser to say, actually, if you are able to dig deep into who you are, there is a world out there for you, and it's a successful and it's a beautiful one. Your journey has been incredible. Congratulations, and you're doing very, very well. And you're still an inspiration to me. To answer your question, what does the space of content creation look like in the future? I don't know, because it keeps evolving.
Exactly.
And I'm happy that I don't know, because we keep finding out. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I worry a lot. because I'm always just like, yo, I was trending in Zolo, and a trend is a trend is a trend. Now you have to think of something else. It's constantly changing, but I just know that if I keep offering the truest version of me,
sure,
there's space for it.
On the topic of worry, and shout out, Debs, get that. They were showing each other some love. So for me, a question where it's like, and I think I alluded to it earlier, of sustainability. Obviously, as umdu with multiple streams of income.
Which one?
The multiple.
Oh, I forgot. I wanted to ask, like, the challenges that you faced. Yeah. You know, to obviously everyone has a story. What are the challenges that you faced getting to this point where it's like, with all these things that I do, can't get a house, it's difficult to buy a car, or it's like, hey, there was a season where I made gang bank, and then there was this 3 months. Back at the ranch.
There's nothing.
Yeah, what have been the challenges that you faced?
My biggest challenge right now is strategy.
Okay.
Being able to think 10 years from now and working my way backwards. Mm. So that I know, bana, in the next decade,
sure,
there's at least food in the fridge. Do you get what I'm saying? And I'm living comfortably and I'm okay with who I am. I'm not a lavish person, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And I'm the one that's going to go through.
So
we can have a summer conversation.
Summer in Europe.
Every year.
Summer in Ibiza. What?
No.
Let's chat about strategy.
But also, please remember, I mean, every year, Euro summer, and we did say this is a safe space. Sex work is work, my angel.
Exactly.
Strategy.
Euros.
And no,
Sifake. Equal opportunities for equal underwear.
Labo. Open up the industry.
Labo.
No, we open other things.
That is the industry. Hello.
Everyone calm down.
I'm just looking for a job opportunity, guys.
I'm taking
guys.
Over this podcast. I'm going to host this. So, strategy. That's my biggest struggle. That's what keeps me awake at night, every night. Mana, okay, Sharp, now that you're in a space that's constantly ever-changing, what is it that you're going to do to ensure that you're still relevant and you are still doing what you need to do? Mm. And I bump into such amazing people who will pour small little things. You said something so smart when you got here. And I didn't even ask him. Exactly. I didn't even ask him anything. He didn't even say hi. He just walked in, sat down and said,
salt and pepper. Yeah.
He said, I'm just like trying to like understand that the game, I don't need to be the talent. You know, I can just be in the background and all of that sort of stuff. You know, I was just like, well, hello.
I'm kind of on the seats that you guys are sitting on.
Just things like that, you know, it's being able to tap into minds like yours, you know.
Sure.
I mean, he owns his seats. I mean, you...
Exactly.
My back has been like
it hurts. You know? Yes, but at least he owns the seats.
He owns these.
They
seats.
Are not the best quality, but they are here.
Exactly.
Are we not sitting?
And you know what?
Are we not sitting?
We are sitting.
Advertisers. It's but a lie.
Oh, that pay for that. Love these chairs. So comfortable. Woo. Look, it's rocking. It even rocks.
I even want to nap.
I
want to
take a nap.
To nap. My goodness. Love it.
Okay, ecosystem that you must own, that you must... Anyways, yeah.
So, and it's people like you, people like Omushe, and the people that I know that I can just call, who don't gatekeep any information. Mm. We were on a call just last week about something, like, you know, but... What happens? And we were able to troubleshoot and problem solve. I'm grateful for that. Mm-hmm. And that helps me think, Bana, pace yourself. It's going to work out.
Yeah. I guess, Alfie, like, the way we are talking about Nyani, you come from paralytic. Parallel state.
Pyrotechnics.
Parable.
parastatal.
Yes.
Yes. Did you, it's like, yeah. We got on a call. We were able, you know, we got on a call and we were able to troubleshoot and.
Me, then I got troubleshoot that. I can tell you now for free that you're going to be around in this space for quite some time. I think both of you. You are able to navigate multiple spaces.
Yeah.
There's a weapon that's called relationship management that a lot of people don't have.
Yeah.
especially in this space, a lot of artists don't have it. A lot of talent don't have it. A lot of the talent managers or teams don't have something as simple as relationship management. Like you said, this thing of being able to say hi to someone, you could be having the shittiest day. You know, you're able to say hi to someone in a welcoming space. You welcome them into your space. How you are on mail, you know, in terms of how you respond on mail, how prompt you are on mail. After the show or even during the show, you're able to manage abantu kahle.
Yeah.
You know, though that's a weapon that I think has kept me.
Senior citizens. That's that knowledge.
No,
that
no, is that I'll tell you now.
Apartheid. That's that.
I almost agreed, and I was about to add to PH, and then we were like senior. And I was like,
that's seniority.
No, I'll tell you. Like a lot of people lack that, and that's where it's like you can have all the stardom, you can have all of this stuff, but it's the things where when your videos aren't trending, why do we still think of an Alfie first? You know, because man, he was good at the thing. He arrived on time at that event.
Mm.
He spoke to the person cleaning the toilets as if he was their CEO.
Mm.
Put them on the same, you know, pedestal. And that's one of the things that really will keep you in the game. So I also want to give you guys both a shout out because I've seen you guys operate in your own spaces. And it's that kind of making that keeps someone around for quite some time.
Yeah.
Where we're able to say, okay, cool, who are we booking for our year-end function? Hey, who knows Barton who's popping now? No, we actually want that guy.
Yeah.
Because he was able to navigate.
And one, also, two, three, four, another yeah. thing with that, in terms of the relationship management, you may work with A, and it's beautiful, but A doesn't have a job to give you for the next time or whatnot.
Exactly.
But A will refer you to B.
Yes.
To B will refer you to C.
It's such a small ecosystem.
Exactly.
It is a very small ecosystem.
I always say, in terms of, let's say when you're on set, try to be the light, you know, and sometimes it is a bit, it is a whole lot of pressure to be the light on set when you are the talent because there's so much to focus on. So, but there's nothing wrong with, obviously you will have a chat with your director, greet the director, greet the camera guys, the guys at the back, the guys that are cleaning and whatnot and whatnot. Most of the time when I shoot, I don't chill with, you know, I'm with the cast.
Sure.
It's either I'm at makeup or I'm with the cleaners or because I'm just like, guys, we know, like, well and good, sharp, you know. But just going to them, listening to their experiences, here at work, are you good? Is there anything maybe you want me to speak to certain someone about or whatnot? So maintain those relationships because people may forget what you did, but they will never forget how you made them feel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you also, the one thing that people are not really speaking about quite a lot, spend at least, I love content creation, I love entrepreneurship, I think it's incredible. Try to spend at least 1 or 2 years in corporate, reporting to someone, being in an ecosystem where when you don't do your job, it affects mine because I now have to report to this one.
To this line manager,
To the senior.
Senior management.
Like, yes. I mean,
CEO at this point.
Yeah. High blood pressure.
Yeah. Insulin.
Why do you always have to just take it too far?
Oh, my
God. Anyway, so corporate gives you that.
Yes.
It gets you to understand how to also manage relationships, but actually, nyonga then.
Yeah.
Therefore, I need to now work like this. Actually, my work could be taken and presented to someone else to know. Actually, Usipho was not in the making of this.
Oh,
so corporate teaches you that. Corporate teaches you how to read a payslip, for example. People were so surprised about we have to pay tax. Oh, I have to pay tax. Johnny. You will understand those things when you get a payslip. But, actually, this is what I get paid, but this is what comes to me. You get what I'm saying? So if you were to spend just a year of understanding, you know, what it's like to be within an ecosystem sure. that is a professional environment. It helps a lot because it also helps you navigate by, okay, sharp, I need to be strategic with my decisions. I need to be strategic with how I spend my money. And if I want to scale up, this is who I need to network to. Yeah. This is who I need to speak to. I need to go.
No. Those elephants taught him a whole lot of shit. The elephants are like, the zebras are over. No wonder. So the zebras has a corner,
eh? Giraffes as well.
But zebras. I'm sure you spend a lot of time because of invest tech. Your uncle, no.
Maybe that's why I bank with them now.
Jenny?
What?
Hey.
What's up?
I mean,
I actually don't say.
Because I was about to say, you need to earn a certain amount.
I don't. You actually just need to have a degree, guys.
Where?
To bank with that bank.
Okay.
You really just need to, it's
a degree of money.
Now, Standwa, you are thriving in this entertainment space. You are thriving, I would also say, corporate space, because it is there's corporate gigs. You know how to work the room. Sure. You know what you're doing. Your creativity is on another level, right? Because we just did
NDAs,
award winning stuff.
Also, award. Thank you.
What's the beef, dog?
No, this is no beef. It's just a couple of youngsters having a conversation. Oh,
like the youth.
Jingles.
The youth.
How about 19 something?
Have you ever seen Tata?
Bufuda standard. Something. Bufuda standard.
We didn't even have tablets. We didn't have tablets.
No, oh, don't be OPE. No, no, no.
Outcomes-based
education.
Please.
Yes, I know Mama Upando. Mama Unalit.
Yeah.
She was the Minister of Education around our time. OPE. Yes, I know.
Outcomes-based education. Yes.
Outcomes-based education.
Please. Yeah, I don't have... I don't know if I was on him, but...
Now, with dominating the space that you're in, you are obviously winning multiple awards.
Orlando.
Getting so much recognition. What came to your mind, or how did you feel when you won your first award, and what was it?
As somebody who's been winning awards since childhood.
Clock it. Hey, America, PH, and those are repi papa. It's giving us really like clock it. Very, very tough clock it. That is not a clock, it's a watch it.
There's a video, man.
There is.
Yes.
I'll send you the
video. No, I know the
video. You know the video?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Do you want me to describe it?
I'm actually cool.
Yeah. I'm actually cool. I am in with the 2000s. Okay.
Okay. So, I think everything I've started, every award I've started winning ever since I've started showing people or imitating Umam's Bosch.
Sure.
I've always just felt as though that's just me giving back to my mom, you know. Okay. She's my world, you know. Mm. So I just like when I come home with something, I always say, Jonga.
You see?
You know? But it's always so nice to be recognized in a space where you feel as though you just don't know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Because it's such a new space. So every one of us are building as we go along. And that's why, you know, people always say there's no information. People don't want to share their gatekeep. They don't know. They really don't know. Quite a lot of people just don't know what's going on in the space of content creation, rate cards, this, that, and all of that sort of stuff. So to be recognized in a space where we just don't know what's going on, but we see, mana, actually what you're doing is it. We like this. You know, for me, it's just so validating, but also so humbling. So that there's a sense of, I don't know, man, in the long run, there will be a knowledge transfer of some sort, because I think that's also what we're lacking, you know, where there is a league of people that is going to then pass the baton to other people, say, actually.
Or Tina.
Yeah.
What baton are you trying to pass to us? I'm not trying to. What?
Do you want to take a
are you, passing on a baton or a walking stick? I don't know.
What is
like,
a what are crutch? You doing?
Like, what? Come on, please. Keep your nappies.
Anyway, so it's that's what.
Wow! Okay. Yeah, I'm saying knowledge and. Okay.
No, we love you, PH, and we absolutely appreciate it.
This industry is standing on your shoulders. The work you've done.
DJ, my DJ. Come on.
Literally.
Anyways. I don't go PH. Salt and fat.
Let me tell you, please. A podcast. So I think, you know.
Your show, carry on.
No, man.
In my honor.
man, I think some of the accolades that I've gotten, I'm always surprised. Like, we got Mail and Guardian Young 200 South Africa. I was like, what? Like, serious people get that. You know? So I was pleasantly surprised at that. And so it's things like that, man. I'm just like, yo. Inkosi, man, thank you so much. And yeah, I really appreciate it.
Future plans for Alfie?
My goodness. Future plans for Alfie, I want to extend Alfie into other borders around the world. Dope. You know? One, two, I think I'd like to scale up in some way or another where I'm not necessarily reliant on being
on the gig work.
On the gig work. Mm. And on the stage and camera facing all the time. You know? You know, so there actually is one already called Shamase Studios. Ushamase is Ushamase is Mkhwanazi. Oh, it's yeah.
No, what I'm saying is yours.
I could buy that one.
Galamali.
It's like a family business.
You called
it's
it. It's a family business. You called business. It.
Commissions, yes.
So I really want to scale up, but also help others become what I've become. I think I want to also do that because I think there are so many Alfies out there. You know, there are so many Mushes out there. Mm-hmm. Not so much.
Not too much. I mean, they've left.
I'm a cuckoo.
We're homes, you know.
Diapers. No.
Diapers. But I love you, PH. I'm going to.
In my own home.
I'm even going to.
We ringy. Speaking of ringy.
Kanye. Vala, don't tap away. Immediately.
You know what I was going to say? Maybe I was going to say, speaking of the ring, have you watched Lord of the Rings?
I mean, I have not watched it. I don't watch anything concerning Ring of Lies. No rings. Nothing.
Ring of my fingers.
Do you not like onion rings?
I hate them. I hate onion rings. Hate everything got to do with rings.
Okay. Ringa roses.
A pocket of tissue and tissue, and I want everyone to fall down. Yeah. Ho. Yeah.
A whole circle of.
A court, there's not even a ring of fire. Nothing.
Yo. Out God.
So, no ringtone.
Did you ring webs?
Another one. Okay.
I'll call ring webs.
I'll call. Let me tell you. Yeah.
Yo.
It's the way that you shut it up.
I saw it approaching on the M1 about to off-ramp.
He was like,
that
yo.
Take a different route. Because
yo.
I saw it coming. Oh, a mile away. I was like,
oh my God.
I know where this is going. No.
Okay.
No, I got you. On my side, there is nothing more. I think that is.
Let's ring it up.
Let's ring it up. Let's ring it up.
Oh, listen. I think before we get obviously into the rest of the show, Alfie, you are doing amazing.
Thank you.
From Ondlovu, from the elephants to
about zebra.
Yeah, to zebras and Investex and wherever you are now. And we wish you, in fact, I wish you guys both multiple TV shows, multiple brand deals, a solid future. Now, you know, this thing of, it's one thing that we preach on the show. It's easy to be hot. It's easy to be number one. But can you be Masitik at top five or top 10 for 10 years? You know? I wish you guys longevity. I think Kuyonga Londo that I could wish you guys is longevity in the space. Nikule and be household brands and household names with stable incomes.
Yes.
Yo.
Not just stable sexy relationships.
Yeah.
Even though stable relationships are for horses. No, literally, you worked with horses and animals.
I didn't work with horses.
Oh, yeah, animals, man.
What's a giraffe?
Giraffe.
What's a zebra? What's an elephant? What's horses?
Get up. Horses, don't.
Get up.
Our funny stable relationship. Anyways, I wish you guys longevity.
Jesus.
That is one topic that we are not going to ever. I wish you guys longevity.
Hours of therapy just coming out, baby.
Who hurt you?
He actually takes my therapist.
Yo, who hurt you?
I need to see you today.
And I'm sure your therapist has got a more comfortable couch than this, but you know what?
Hey.
Kidding!
Bouncing. But yeah, wish you guys all the best and thank you for your time. But we obviously do have a show
yes.
to run here. Speaking of commissions, Noam Kwanazi. How's your family doing?
They
see, what, it's a tug of war. There's a good one and there's a bad cop. Literally, there's a good cop and a bad cop.
Let me guess. Please grant us privacy during these trying times.
Literally, so
that we can resolve it as a family.
Of the family.
We'd like to just.
So a lot has happened, and I think we'll get it obviously into what has happened. But let's get into maybe the commission first. I think was it Witness D who just got shot? No?
Yeah, the
not the one that you like.
You ain't never lied though.
Sorry, Alfie.
Oh, sorry.
So do you want to read it out there? Let's get you guys involved. Let's get our scripts there. It's almost at the back. Madlanga Commission Witness, Murder Forces Focus Whistleblower.
Yes, got it. Page 9.
Is it page 8 or 9?
Page 9.
No.
Oh, is it 8?
The boss has just walked in. It is.
Okay, so sort of 8, and then 8, it bleeds into 9.
Yes. So, do you want to read the background? Someone there? Madlanga Commission Witness, Murder Forces.
You don't want Alfie to implicate his family?
Yeah, no, we don't.
I'm not saying a single thing. I'm just listening.
So, I'll read the background.
All right.
Yeah?
You'll read the?
Funda wena 1K.
The background?
Yes.
Okay, cool. The Madlanga Commission of Inquiry, established July 2025, is investigating alleged corruption, criminal syndicate infiltration, and political interference in South Africa's criminal justice system and law enforcement. The commission has from the start had to balance transparency with witness safety. Earlier in October, it halted live testimony of a sensitive witness, Witness X, after a security breach, citing risks to their safety.
So I was watching a video this morning, actually.
Yeah.
Part of the reason why I was late. There was a video, I think, on the murder of Witness D.
Witness D.
Yes. And I think one of the... gets his stuff. and he was basically giving an account of how he got involved in one of the situations where someone got killed.
Disposal body.
Disposing of the body. Disposing of the body, and they said, no, you are going to go dump this thing either in a mine or a dam.
A dam or something.
Yes. River. And while he was obviously, I think, in giving the testimony, there were names that were mentioned by there were cops that I didn't know. There were bad cops, literally, and there's guys who were known for
cleaning up. Yeah.
Yes, fixing. And then obviously in that situation, I think then they called the chief, which was your cousin. I'm joking. No, not your cousin. But
I don't know. Maybe it's your dad.
Wow!
Kidding.
I
think it was Julius Mkwanazi that obviously then this called the chief to say, look, he's coming to fix his thing, sort out the situation. And subsequently, I think Mjita has now passed on.
He shot him.
Passed on is something else. They killed
him. Got rid of him.
They assassinated him in front of his family. Mm. I think it was in front of the
his
gates.
His wife and kids, yeah.
Yeah. Like literally in his home, and guys, and this is not the only witness to die in the space of like a couple of weeks. There's another one that passed on that, his family found him unresponsive the following morning, and I'm just like, guys, what is actually happening here? Because now, you would think because the spotlight is on this commission,
sure,
we can't afford to have witnesses disappearing because now it's going to be a bit but also if you're there and people are dying out there, you're like, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I was here with you guys at the commission.
The next witness also is not going to want to talk as well.
Exactly.
True. Well,
true. Like, you saw
what happens to witnesses. Okay.
So I don't know. Like, crime has become one so brazen in this in our country, and it's almost like, okay, Shabin is Ogwenzan. And also, who is going to do it? Because the people that we think are going to do something, are they not involved
the
in it?
Ones, exactly. Yeah. Look, I don't think crime is brazen. Dala.
Kutala. Oh, Dala ever brazen. Dala.
Yes.
We're seeing it more. Sure. You know? And we're now seeing it at the depths where Zithengi, West Chap, they're cops who you think are at the highest position, who are under a paycheck. It's that stuff we've seen in movies before. But I think now it's the South African version. You know, when they say, we see all of these things in America. You know, where you're seeing cops literally being handed woolly bags, disposing of bodies, and it's just iyoyikisa as a citizen.
It is,
you know, and it's just it's like what's the way forward, or how do we trust or believe in the system?
And you can see how much fixing there needs to be done.
Oh, tons.
Yo, there's so much rot. It needs so much fixing. And you ask yourself, Bana,
where do I even begin?
Where do you even start? And also you get so, I don't know, man, there's a demotivation that we're experiencing as citizens. Because you're like, I want to be an active citizen. I want to really play my part and really help in whatever way I can, you know? You can post a video because it's out.
Okay, no, we know where he lives.
You know, so that sort of stuff worries me so much because we've got probably one of the best countries in the world.
Yeah.
Sure. That's why everyone is coming here. Stay home. Stay safe.
Yeah.
Come on. Also, you know, it tells you how incredible of a country we have. Even people who have left our country will tell you when they're in other spaces, but
home is insane. Exactly. Also, you can aromat anywhere else.
Exactly.
But,
you know?
Speaking of that, I travel when I go overseas.
You travel with the aromat?
Yeah.
I love that.
Of course, you travel with the aromat.
Yeah, you should try it. What? You should try it. Like, with all the money you've got.
Where?
It is so nice being the poor friend.
Where do I see this money? In your skin?
Ooh. Tanya, I've always looked like this, guys.
In your skin?
I've always looked.
Tricks of the trade. Got you.
If you could smell, if you could smell the studio right now,
it's Mushe.
No, Mushe.
That's just cologne. When you smell like money,
I saw a diffuser. I saw a diffuser here somewhere.
We can't afford a diffuser.
It's just a prop. I'm sure it's finished.
I There is a diffuser. I'm going to fix that diffuser.
The fact that I've got a green screen is telling. But
what? Are we not in studio? What are you talking about? What green screen? What green screen are you talking about?
Talking about the crime in this country.
It's
I
a
think
crime
that,
to smell that good.
No.
Oh. Like money. It's a crime.
I think that.
And it's a crime to have a lieutenant of a cousin. Like, what?
Guys.
It's not a crime. It actually works for you, right?
It doesn't. No.
No?
No. We just have somebody who certifies our documents.
Just imagine them just having Sunday lunch. But, Malume, please pass me the beetroot and also
No, man.
What's that team? Is it the peak? What is it? The PK? What is it? No, man.
The PKTT.
Yes.
The PKTT. Sure.
Okay. Call upon and then next thing.
Can you call Uncle Bani, who's a part of...
I'm just making notes. People will learn.
Okay, Kat.
People will learn.
When he was talking, it's like...
I know a good lawyer. You can sue people, yeah. And as long as you give me 10%, Chomi Tom was a pandina just 5 years. Just 5 years. Now 10% is like, go and do time. What is a little prison between two friends? Come on.
But honestly, I find it scary, man, and it worries me so much because I'm just like, what country are we going to have?
Yeah.
What kind of country do we have right now?
Dude.
Like, you don't know the guy.
And where, if we were to start fixing, where do we start? Like, if we were to say, okay, sharp, let's do a cleanup campaign, where do we start? And how long is it going to take us to actually fix?
Yeah.
I'm actually even thinking or sort of trying to look at countries that have sort of been in the same situation as us. And I'm like, has anyone experienced this? And if so, what did they do?
When you put it,
he locked up everyone.
You know, when you put it like that, when you say, where do we start? It's like, okay, do we start there at the top? Do we take these three and say, guys, no, not you. But you will find it's like that prayer. When you say, God, please get rid of anything that is not for me, that is not supposed
to. Okay.
And then from here, so.
Exactly. We implicate our work.
Because now you get to take a. What? Now you're saying, let's remove that one.
Exactly. I'm also
I'm gonna talk.
Sorry, at this, I want to transition into the next thing. What you guys are speaking about now, jail time, and the next person speaking, What in the fuck is happening in that Diddy?
What a bad man. And like, I've been noticing, people have been saying, yo, Diddy is a bad man. I'm like, he didn't hide it. He had a record label said Bad Boys. That's Bad Boys.
In his lyrics as well.
Like, Bad Boys for Life. My Angel for Life. There's no repenting there.
It's just a mess.
Just how this thing started is mind-boggling to me because I'm like, you are going to now say, but you are repenting. You didn't mean all of those things. You were... whatever it is that he was going through, well, the things that he has admitted to,
sure,
because he hardly ever admits to anything.
Sure.
So this whole time, guys, this is why I'm like, people listen a lot to their intrusive thoughts, because there's so many things, guys. You know when you're, okay, let's say you're shopping, but there's a slight thing in your mind that's like, what if I just put it in my pocket? But you're like, no.
Exactly.
Like, no. Because that is your mind actually telling you, don't do it.
Sure.
Yes.
But Utiri thinks about it and is like,
and does it.
Follows through. How many sick people do we have in society? Because Utiri did not just come out and say, hey guys, I did it.
Sure.
I've had...
There were enablers.
And also, he got caught.
Yes.
He got caught. He didn't come out by himself this is what I've been doing and my conscience is just eating me up. He got caught. So how many sick people do we have in society that are like that,
tons,
that we're just waiting for a day that they get caught?
I think for most part, they don't get caught.
And that's why the system keeps winning.
I was about to say that. That's why the system will always keep winning. And it, unfortunately for Diddy, he's the sacrificial lamb. True. Say, hey, chap,
true.
I want to lobo sit zokupandinde, kukupandinde for 4 or 5 years, man. But abanbazo, not to say abanbazo libala. You'll live comfortable on an Epstein island, whatever. But the hardy dog, you know.
That's sad,
but to protect the this ecosystem, that's going to have to.
Which is
have
the
to
justice system, which is
he did one thing. I mean, all these years, he was doing all of these things in front of us, right? All of these things were happening, but then he challenged something, you know. I think which started with the Diageo.
Oh yeah, that's
That's where it started.
And then they're like, oh. Actually, Zonga Nobis is Vanda Zako.
We are Papa.
Yeah.
We are Papa.
You said what?
Yeah.
We are Papa.
Remember that other time when
there you go.
The whole throughout the whole lot, you know. So and then to speak about the enablers, I've only watched one episode of the documentary, but I've seen snippets where, you know, you were talking about being caught. What about the people who a part of is doing Zaki, cleaning up the mess?
Literally, because we're too long.
Yeah, no, well, some of them are now speaking, but it's just like, but you weren't, hold on,
but
you were enjoying.
There doing this. And you were participating.
You know, so, some sort of.
Yeah, this is the other guy who every time he would wake up next to Diddy, and I'm like, why are two grown men like sharing a bed? I'm so.
Same what he'd wake up so.
Really?
Okay, the first time. Then the second time.
I slept like I was drunk, I was dazed, you know. True. I didn't know what happened, but I just know when I woke up the next morning, I woke up so.
Oh my God.
That's insane.
But also, that speaks to how much power that guy has, because we can't really, now that I think about it, we can't say, but you were there the first time.
Exactly.
Then why didn't you leave?
Also.
Then you keep quiet, and then the second time, but now it's not even a matter of, okay, you're at this party or in this circle. Are you not going to have a drink? Because now you're scared about Uzao. Now it's just like, oh, damn, man. Like,
your guard is up.
Like, and then if Diddy comes up and says, yo, have a drink.
You know?
Are you going to be like, nah.
I'm okay.
No, they're faster this week. Oh.
that's another thing, guys. That's another thing about what we deem about party or what we deem about power. Sometimes, and you would see it in the school bullies, sometimes you think umuntu is powerful until like somebody just revolts against 100%. Them. And that's the thing. People did not stand up against the dude.
And he had a company called Revolt.
So much so that, like, it just kept going. It just kept going. Because even some of the most influential people that we know are implicated and they're part of that whole thing, you know? So I think it was just a mind thing. He really... And when you wanted to, you realized, I'm too much of a minority here.
Sure.
I'm too much of a minority. If I say anything,
there are bigger things at play here.
You know?
But one thing I've also learned is that we don't have the amount of patience and pettiness. Yaga 50 Cent.
Aye.
Oh!
An amount of hate.
Oh, his hate is a long-term investment.
A long-term investment.
I aspire.
I think Yaga 50 Cent should be sold by clientele because lasting dignity plan.
Lasting
dignity plan.
He
needs to partner up with clientele. There's no ways.
No ways.
Because what the fuck?
You can't
all these years, you're like, yo, okay. Pelikara. Okay. Waiting for it downfall.
Isn't it 50 Cent that did this?
He's the producer.
He's the one who produced this documentary.
Now, in the beginning of the documentary, right, there's P. Diddy speaking to his lawyer, like, we need to get... Who's recording him?
No, so what happened was...
He apparently recorded
this was before,
of himself.
Yes, so this was before his arrest.
He was recording footage of himself, I think, to steer the narrative, I think, post court case or whatever.
No.
Wait. But what happened was, apparently he didn't pay the videographer.
Oh, damn it!
So 50 was like, that's a colite. And I think then that's how they obtained the footage, is that Diddy didn't pay that videographer and all. That guy was just like, well, actually, fuck this and fuck everything else.
Diddy can do... What do you pay and who do you not pay?
No, it's that thing of, like, I think when you're on that high horse to be like, this person's here. And
bye.
And then someone...
No, but like, why number 10?
No, exactly. That one we can't answer, but that's how.
But you are now baby oil. This game,
Listen, I was at those parties.
There was this is how I knew.
The what? I was at the one party, not parties.
Okay, realize that.
This is just how. This is a setup. You guys bought me. What is?
Yeah, whatever. I never saw
safe
any.
Space.
It's a safe space. Sit down. Sit down.
That's what he probably says to them. Damn, party! It's a safe space.
Sit down.
Space.
Down. Yo, sit down, yo. Sit down. Drink your water.
What? What's in these bottles? And I have been. Swallow been like, it. What?
Actually, I think that's the end of the episode. I think that's how we want to wrap it.
Oh, you found it, get me out of here now.
Oh my god.
Yo.
Yeah, no. Did he do it? He did it. Did he did it?
Yo.
Listen, man.
I hate you, man.
Listen, yeah. Thank you guys for your time. Oh, wow. Thank you guys for your time. You guys have been amazing. I think you guys deserve your own podcasts. Management, if you are listening, there's a platform here.
Hey.
Fine. Oh, how are the chairs now?
Oh, no, no. We'll bring our own furniture.
No, we'll get your different
fully chairs. Funded by Alvin Konazi. Thank you so much. I know people in thank you.
We'll get you guys your own podcast. But yeah, gents, thank you very much for your time. I wish you guys longevity, like I said. What are you guys busy with now, December? It's actually busy time for you. It's weddings, it's this, that, the other.
I'm shooting this other show.
Okay.
Can't talk about it. I'm going to be shooting the whole of December and January. I'm not even spending Christmas with my kids.
Oh,
and the 31st.
Oh, no. Jeez, what kind of show are you shooting?
I don't know, but right now it's starting to look like fuck them kids. Kidding. I love them. My blessings, my future.
You're working for them.
Fruits of my loins and stuff.
Okay, cool. So you just shooting?
Yeah, I'm just working.
Okay, cool. Your side?
This is the most hectic time for us in the year. We're just emceeing, doing weddings and all that sort of stuff. But I'm doing a hard shutdown just before Christmas.
Dope.
Just spending it with family. I think, yeah, I always give them that time.
Dope.
I sort of like my family. I don't know about other people. I'm going to be with them. And then this year I've decided to treat myself for the first time and take an international trip. So I'm just going to be crossing over in a different continent.
In
January.
So 31st, and then I'm going to be elsewhere for my birthday, because my birthday is on the 5th of January. So
it's also just, dirty, like, because we can't afford you. After first, yo, like it's Nin's birthday, yo.
Also, so you're just going by yourself, solo traveling?
No rings.
Let's ring it up.
Hold on.
What are you doing December?
What are you doing December?
I'm interviewing you guys.
Let's ring it up.
And then you get back to work when?
On the 8th.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, okay, cool. Dope. I'll be here.
Attending parties.
I'll be working.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Does your rider have baby oil?
I'm going to need...
It has Don Julio, brother.
Okay. And baby oil, though.
No.
It's got aromat.
Actually, no. My rider has food for back... backstage.
For back what?
Backstage.
Oh, backstage. Okay.
Yeah, it's getting awkward now. yo, thank you guys for your time. Wishing you guys the best. Waraz, please come back, because I don't know what the fuck.
What the heck?
Let's look out for your guys' podcast next year. But yeah, we're out of here. It's been another episode of the Shady Podcast. Take it easy, and if it's easy, take it home. not like these guys.
Yo, if it's easy, take it. Yo, not so good. Yeah, Shady Podcast.
Shady Podcast is out of here.
Wow.
Well, I'm not in season.